Support for KSJD's streaming comes from Osprey PAX, independent since 1974, setting the standard for creating and producing innovative, high-quality, caring equipment designed to inspire and ease your journey. Osprey PAX is committed to the local communities where it operates and to protecting the wild places its customers love to explore. For more information, visit OspreyPAX.com.
Good morning. This is KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. The Ride of the Ancients Century Ride is a 100-mile bike ride that travels through two states, two counties, two reservations, and two national monuments, and celebrates the natural landscapes, rich history, and prehistoric treasures of the Four Corners area. This charity event will take place on Sunday, October 11th, with all proceeds from the race going to the Monolaurus Cancer Care Fund, a scholarship program developed by the Southwest Memorial Foundation and the Southwest Colorado Canyons Alliance, a grassroots organization dedicated to conserving and maintaining public lands in Montezuma and Dolores counties. My guest this morning is Susan Thomas. She is the executive director of the Southwest Memorial Hospital Foundation. She's also on the board of the Southwest Colorado Canyons Alliance. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Tom.
Also joining me this morning is Ashley Kerlock. She's the director for the Ride of the Ancients, and she's also a board member for the Southwest Memorial Hospital Foundation. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning, Tom.
Ashley, why a bike ride? How did this idea come up?
Well, I think the first thing that brought this about was a need for money for our cancer care scholarship program with the Southwest Memorial Foundation. And, you know, we were just brainstorming together, and we knew that it was something that people want to do here and that people can make a decent amount of money for. And so we kind of started thinking, started talking, and then Susan says, oh, hold on, wait. Southwest Colorado Canyons Alliance wants to do the same thing on the same route. So we thought, well, let's partner together, and this could really be something if we both work together for such a good cause. And the other reason for a bike ride is I'm a cyclist, and
yeah,
I love it.
That's a beautiful place to ride.
It is.
So this is not a race, though.
No, this is not a race.
Okay.
This is a ride. It's kind of based on the idea of a Grand Fondo, which is a big group ride that people come together, they ride together for a particular cause. I will, however, be posting the riders when they come in and the times that they did come in, although it's not a race. It is a
okay.
ride.
Okay. Well, you talked a little bit about this course and how special this course is. Like, let's walk through it a little bit. Where does this course go? Where is this 100-mile course?
So we're going to start in Park DeVita and route the cyclist around Taunton, Lake Taunton, which I think is nice because it shows Cortez, you know, as it is the farming country, and you get to see the beautiful lake. Then the cyclist will go down through south part of Cortez through H, connecting to Road G. Through Road G, they're going to go through McElmo Canyon, which I think is kind of the beautiful, the prize to me. I love McElmo Canyon. From there, they're going to go up on Road 10 around Hovenweep, all the way up to Road BB, and then back down 491 to Park DeVita, where it ends.
Excellent. Is that mostly paved the whole way?
It is paved,
yeah,
except right. for a quarter of a mile on Road BB.
So, Susan, tell me a little bit about why Southwest Colorado Canyons Alliance was also interested in doing a bike ride like this.
I think a lot of us have looked at the example of 12 Hours of Mesa Verde, and we realize that you plant this little seed, and over time, it grows into this tremendously vibrant plant. So we're not really copycatting, but I think our community is very interested in cycling. Look at how dynamic Cocopelli Bike Shop is and how many people come from really the region, not just the county or Durango, but beyond that. So there was a kind of an unmet need. The other thing is there was really nothing for road bikers. We have fantastic mountain biking, but the road bike community was kind of being overlooked. So this, we hope, will end up being a landmark on the regional calendar of road bike events, and we think it will.
Yeah, well, it's certainly a beautiful course, as you were mentioning. What is the Montelorus Cancer Care Fund? That's one of the beneficiaries of this race. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Correct. This is a program that the Hospital Foundation started about 2 years ago, and it was in response to a need to really keep money raised for cancer right here. It's not really about treatment. We don't fund treatment. We fund all the other living expenses that don't go away when you're battling cancer. So whether it's a mortgage or transportation costs or food or a hotel because you have to go to Denver to see a specialist, we want to support those patients as much as we can. We've given 15 or 16 grants already. We'd like to increase that. We never seem to be short of applicants. It's a very simple process. Not a lot of documentation. Sometimes we can turn it around in 24 hours, which I think makes a big difference for people. They have so many stresses, and they're so anxious that, you know, anything we can do to just get them some money, we want to do.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about the Southwest Colorado Canyons Alliance, too. You're a part of that. You're on the board there. What kind of mission does that organization have, and what do you do?
It's dedicated to supporting Canyons of the Ancients National Monument and the Anasazi Heritage Center. So there are a lot of areas where the Canyons Alliance has, in its relatively short life, it's only 2 years old, it has supported curation at the Anasazi Heritage Center. It's done reclamation in the monument. We have hosted receptions for opening exhibits at the Heritage Center. So there's just a whole array of ways in which we can step up and kind of be there when BLM or the Heritage Center just doesn't have the money or isn't really suited for that particular function.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. This morning, we're talking about the Ride of the Ancient Century Ride that's going to be happening Sunday, October 11th. It's a 100-mile bike ride that travels through two states, two counties, two reservations, and two national monuments. My guests this morning are Ashley Kerlock. She's the director for the Ride of the Ancients, and Susan Thomas, the executive director of Southwest Memorial Hospital Foundation. She's also on the board at Southwest Colorado Canyons Alliance. Ashley, we talk about the two states, the two monuments. What's your favorite part of this ride? It sounds like you've probably done this ride before. Can you talk about your favorite section of it, maybe?
I have done this ride before. I just love McElmo Canyon. I think it's so beautiful, and going close up to Sleeping Ute. I also really enjoy, as you climb up out of McElmo Canyon to Hovenweep, you pass that, you can see some of the pueblos of Ed Hovenweep actually from the road. Wow. If you look for it. And I also enjoy seeing the mountains in the distance. The San Juan Mountains and the La Platas are just so beautiful. We're so lucky to be here.
Yeah.
And so I love it.
Well, it seems like this could really be an international draw at some point. I mean, people come from all over the world to see the Four Corners area, and if they're road bikers, is that kind of your hope that this ends up being that big?
I hope so.
Yeah. Maybe. And this is the first year, so you're really just growing it.
This is the first year.
Yeah.
And, you know, another thing that I don't think we've mentioned, but people can do this as individuals, but they can also do it as team members, up to four people. So
so if you're not up for 100 miles, you can do 25.
Not everybody wants to do 100 miles, and that's okay.
Very good. Well, what has been the response from the community around this? As you've started this project off, this ride, what kind of sponsors have you been getting? What's been the response?
The response has been an overwhelming blessing to me from the community, truly. Because of our sponsors, we can actually give 100% to our charities. So everything that the riders give, their entry fees, if they want to give anything extra, goes straight to charity, all of it, 100%. And that's because of our sponsors. They have been overly generous.
Are you also looking for volunteers to help during the race?
We are. We are still looking for volunteers.
We need about 20 volunteers still, because we will have four aid stations scattered throughout the route, and they need people available to give drinks, give food, give support. just be feet on the ground for the riders. And then, of course, we've got a dinner for all of the riders and all of the volunteers back at Parque de Vida. So there's a lot to it that isn't really obvious. It's not like, you know, you're a star
so
being
simple.
A volunteer. No, it's not that simple. So we could use about 20 more people.
And it's easy for them to volunteer. They would just go to our website, www.rideoftheancients.com, and click on the link that says Get Involved, and they would fill out a contact form for volunteering.
You know, I was at that website yesterday as I was prepping a little bit for this interview, and you guys have a really cool video on there, too, that really walks you through the course. So if you're curious about the course, I highly recommend you go to the website and click on that video. How can people sign up for the race? And, you know, one other question that I had actually before we get to that is, how long does it take to ride 100 miles? What are we talking
about? That's a good question.
That's an excellent question. And my answer to that is it depends on the athlete.
Okay.
So, you know, we could have some quick guys come in. And
how long does it take you to do it?
Depends on how I'm feeling that day, Tom.
Okay. Fair enough.
Whether I'm alone or with people. Yeah. When you're road biking, and if you are in a peloton or a pack, typically, you know, we'll draft each other and someone will lead for a little bit and they'll go hard. And then if you're at the back of the pack, you're working way less, probably 25% less or something like that. I don't remember, you're working less. So it would depend on if they're working together or if they're going solo as a pack.
Do you have kind of a range of what you're expecting for this particular event as far as when the earlier finishers will be coming in and when the last people will be coming in?
I think an earlier finisher possibly could come in five and a half hours later.
Okay.
The later finishers could be coming in right at 6 o'clock at night, which is fine.
Yeah.
As long as they're done by 6:30.
Okay, so that's your deadline, 6:30?
That's my cutoff.
We're not going to leave people out there as it gets darker.
And we'll have several volunteers driving SAG wagons or support vehicles, and that can pick up riders or take care of them if something happens.
So. Okay, super. So how do people sign up for this ride?
Good question. People can go to the website, once again, www.rideoftheancients.com, and click on register. And then from that link, it'll take them to the registration. They're also allowed to register the night before and the day of the event. They just have to pay cash or check.
Okay, super. Well, Susan, Ashley, thank you both for being here this morning. It was a pleasure talking with you.
Thanks for having us.
We enjoyed it.
Best of luck with your event. We're talking this morning about the Ride of the Ancients Century Ride. It's a 100-mile bike ride that's going to be happening here across the Four Corners area on Sunday, October 11th. I'm Tom Yoder with KSJD.